staring down at the floor as if his thick neck had finally given way under the weight of his head. Miss Powell cleared her throat once, twice, three times, and suddenly Chang came awake.
"Excuse me, Your Honor," he said, bowing to Judge Fang.
He rummaged in a large plastic bag and withdrew a gentleman's top hat in poor condition.
"This was found at the scene," he said, finally reverting to his native Shanghainese.
Judge Fang dropped his eyes to the tabletop and then looked up at Chang. Chang stepped forward and placed the hat carefully on the table, giving it a little nudge as if its position were not quite perfect. Judge Fang regarded it for a few moments, then withdrew his hands from the voluminous sleeves of his robe, picked it up, and flipped it over. The words, "John Percival Hackworth," were written in gold script on the hatband. Judge Fang cast a significant look at Miss Powell, who shook her head. They had not yet contacted the victim. Neither had the victim contacted them, which was interesting. John Percival Hackworth must have something to hide. The Neo-Victorians were smart. Why did so many of them get mugged in the leased territories after an evening of brothel crawling?
"You have recovered the stolen items?" Judge Fang said.
Chang stepped to the table again and laid out a man's pocket watch. Then he stepped back, hands clasped behind him, bent his neck again, and watched his feet, which could not contain themselves from shuffling back and forth in tiny increments. Miss Powell was glaring at him.
"There was another item? A book, perhaps?" Judge Fang said.
Chang cleared his throat nervously, suppressing the urge to hawk and spit, an activity Judge Fang had barred in his courtroom. He turned sideways and backed up one step, allowing Judge Fang to view one of the spectators. A young girl, perhaps 4 years old, sitting with her feet up on the chair so that her face was blocked by her knees. Judge Fang heard the sound of a page turning and realized that the girl was reading a book propped up on her thighs. She cocked her head this way and that, talking to the book in a tiny voice.
"I must humbly apologize to the judge," Chang said in Shanghainese. "My resignation is hereby proffered."
Judge Fang took this with due gravity.
"Why?"
"I was unable to wrest the evidence from the young one's grasp," Chang said.
"I have seen you kill adult men with your hands," Judge Fang reminded him. He had been raised speaking Cantonese, but could make himself understood to Chang by speaking a kind of butchered Mandarin.
"Age has not been kind," Chang said.
He was 36. "The hour of noon has passed," said Judge Fang. "Let us go and get some Kentucky Fried Chicken."
"As you wish, Judge Fang," said Chang.
"As you wish, Judge Fang," said Miss Powell.
Judge Fang switched back to English.
"Your case is very serious," he said to the boy. "We will go and consult the ancient authorities."